adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
So, did he just go to the basement?
No, he jumped out the window.
Oh, he jumped what out
did
the
he look
window?
Like? Did you get a look at him?
Yeah, I thought we slept in the basement.
No.
We talked about this.
Nobody said anything about a basement.
I was sleeping in one of the rooms.
I think maybe you had a dream and you just thought it was real.
No, one of the episodes we talked about how we sleep in the basement because we were taking up all the beds. So we slept downstairs.
We got any business anyway. You know what I'm saying, man?
We're effing tired, so I was sleeping in our room.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, we can sleep somewhere else.
I got a thousand
you guys are trying to determine where you guys are sleeping.
I got a thousand Dark Knight idiots that'll take me in.
So I come down and be like, and I'm gonna talk to Ryze.
We're a little hard on the Dark Knight.
We got like 10, but still. Minto, did you get a good look at this guy? What did he look like?
A ghoul. Ugly as hell, smelled bad as hell.
Did he look like if you shot him with an arrow he would explode?
So wait, you think he was a ghoul?
You'd have to do a knowledge something.
Well, because I can do because I got a glimpse of him. I mean, being religious, I can tell the difference between a ghoul and a zombie.
Yes, we all know your religious habits.
Or it would just be a perception check. See what I saw from him.
Yeah, just do a perception, because I mean, you guys knew it was from before. You knew it was a ghoul.
So, 17.
It was a ghoul from before.
You'll confirm.
Crappy ghoul. Alright. What's our game plan now?
We gotta go bring that book to Drakkar.
I think we should find
the guys downstairs said, hey, we actually had customers.
Okay, what do you want to
do? He's obviously after the book. I don't know, maybe he left a trail of some sort we can try to follow.
Okay, survival check on the prince.
Ranger? Maybe
see if I can
someone here that can track real well.
Yeah,
I suggested this earlier. Why
we were sleeping?
No, but right when the fire started, I said I want to do anyway. Doesn't matter.
You said you wanted to finally get started the fire.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Oh, yeah, he's right there.
There you go."
So I'll
really cool.
I guess I'll do a survival check to see if I can see where he went. Like track.
I guess you did burn him. So
okay.
Maybe.
Hey! No! You
one.
Have no idea.
We have an N?
Maybe you should take.
Can I take 20
take
on
some
it?
Time.
No.
Yeah,
I think 20. But with that one, you're not gonna find any tracks. I don't know if you can take 20 on a survival or something like that, because you're basically trying to find tracks, and you get a one. So it's just like.
So they disappear.
They didn't leave any.
Oh.
You walked over them while you were.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did he flee out the
they should be right here.
A window. We're up on the second story. Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Can we go outside and see if there's any tracks?
I assume that's what you were doing.
No, I was at the window.
Oh.
Yeah. We should go outside and check the window we came out of.
Yeah, there's a.
He most. I mean, that kind of a fall.
I'll be
left there. Something probably at least.
Let's
he's a ghoul.
Let's all do something here.
Maybe we'll find some goulash.
I guess mine's a perception.
Well, my survival, that'll be.
Could you roll high, please?
22.
You're supposed to
are
use...
you adding in your urban stuff?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
29. Or 24.
Dave's into hip hop.
He's like, oh, yeah, I got plus 7 to everything.
Well, I mean, that's
what
shit
yeah,
plus 2 I'm locking.
He fucking loves Wu-Tang. Liquid Sword is the best album ever.
Yeah. Well, I remember you were complaining that you never got to use
see?
It before.
We need to have a nice DM Reddit, or like a meme.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds you of your urban tracking.
Good guy DM.
Still makes you not take a 20. Still keeps you from taking a 20. You know, kind
of
like that.
Good guy DM. Remind you of urban check.
But yeah, and then
it was not even funny.
Right, you urban check. Urban check is plus 40.
Six people get it.
One up, bro.
I don't know. We just go straight after the people that we know.
Oh yeah. I just feel like this guy's gonna continue attacking the inn.
Well,
actually,
this guy's going.
Is that we have a sort of financial investment in it? And I'd like to see that through. Some Abadar tendencies are left over.
Why don't you let Eric tell us what I found?
I'm talking to Minto. That was in character.
Oh.
God.
I said, keep it down out there!
Yeah.
So where's everybody at now? I know David's outside.
I'm with
Minto. Minto and Tabitha are...
Best friends.
Are you in both?
Yeah,
we're
each other's
side. What's
Kenny doing?
I'm with them.
Minto and I are like the only ones on the same page.
That's me and Kenny are going to be get my gear and stuff fixed regardless of moving out.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck fire.
Yeah, we're going to do another Billy Joel song. Shivers needs to rest. He's all right,
so
nervous.
What you find is... you do see, like, an impression of where its feet land on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, like, skin or something, like, flaked off, like burnt skin. So, like,
can I make armor out of it?
No. So it's, like, ashy type stuff. And you see it kind of trail off, and then there's, like, a crossroad, but it stops right at the crossroad stuff, and it's, like, it doesn't show.
Quick, there's too many tracks?
Yeah. Well, it's like his disappearing, and then like you're saying, some of them blend in. Some of them, it doesn't look like there's anybody ever went that way, and then
you can't go any farther.
So, did he head south?
He, let's see where how your end is. It would be he kind of headed west, kind of towards where the tiger area is.
Oh, it's tigers.
Well, it's possible. I mean,
we need to bring that book to Dakar.
It's a guess. But yeah, right. As of right now, since we can't track that guy, we should take that book.
I'm okay with you, Leia. I agree. Let's go take this to Dakar.
I don't have it, though.
I know you don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad that you know.
What? I don't know how to read it.
You are not the only
one. I know the name of God at him.
Yeah,
I can make up nonsense words too.
Now
there was like... He's like, that's not that god, you idiot. It's the other one. Alright, well, yeah, I'm all for taking the book to Japan.
I'm going to go back in with me.
I go, guys! Come down here! Let's take that book to the car!
Funny if Alpha came down. What?
All right. Take the book to the car.
Alright, so we end up meeting up
with him. Damn it, Allison!
So, yeah, we're thinking we should take the book to Dakar.
Just someone other than David.
And just so you know, it's like 9 o'clock.
I'm the only one that can speak.
It's like
we're
9 o'clock at night right now.
What?
It's like 9 o'clock at night right now.
Ah, crap. Really?
It's not.
Hey, this is
a little early.
No, it's important.
Yeah, he wants the book anyway.
Yeah.
He might still be awake. Let's go talk to
Dakar.
Let's
go wake him up.
And before we leave, we give strict instructions to our crew to watch this place, be on guard, watch.
If you're gonna let someone set a fire, at least do it yourself.
What should we do with that broken window?
Rice, we're gonna
maybe fix it?
Rice, we're one of the few people that we could trust to like watch this over. Please take care of this.
Yeah.
Stop drinking the contents behind the bar. just for today.
He's a musician.
He's a starving artist.
Keep
I get
it.
Down.
Just keep it. Just keep it on the.
Yeah.
Where you can still play, right?
Kind of off topic, but I like this as your guys' thing. The only bad thing is it doesn't have a stage, which kind of pissed me off.
Who's drawing it?
I'm alright with that.
This could be a weird little stage.
At the entrance.
Yeah.
You walk right in.
We're trying to play.
Well, that'll just be the single middle-aged men corner playing Jack Johnson covers. That every fucking. All right.
So, what
sausage.
Is the game plan?
Going to your car.
Going to your car. Is that what everybody's doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I think we agreed on. I think
Shivers is still sleeping though.
Minto, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
We're here to back you up. Don't.
I'm not necessarily.
Take it away from him.
I don't. We don't know much about this guy. I don't necessarily think that he's.
He's got a cool mask. What the fuck do you need to know?
What's his name? One of
what
them
else do we get?
Bound?
No.
We don't have much else to do right now.
So no, I just mean as in like we should be...
Well,
I'd be down killing us some Wolverines. I'm not too
well,
happy
it's not
kill
that. We already know, like, we know that the guy who runs the asylum or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do know that.
We know him. We know one other guy.
Keeper Meir. Keeper Crow.
Yeah, we know...
Keeper Hive. Keeper Marshong. Keeper Baskethead.
Yep.
Basket head.
Maybe try
printing
instead of cursive.
It was
cursive.
He's a hermit.
Their
car trades potions with him. That's what we need to ask him about.
Yeah, I'm saying we should be cautious up until.
Well, I'm not gonna be afraid of some weird mask.
Well, fine, I'll make some tricks.
Should.
He's my best friend.
All right,
he's making me on underwater potions. That's the first thing I say. The potions done.
Well, yes, sir. You got the money?
Yeah, how much were they?
$500 a piece.
A piece?
Them on, like,
yeah!
A or something?
You should send them to Canada. Hey, David, you might want to go check on your armor again. Tan was working on it really hard.
No, he said it wouldn't be for a while.
Well, no, I mean, he's been working on it really
hard. It's 9 o'clock. He's not even open.
Well,
stopped you from being rude before. You should go back.
It's funny learning what they're doing.
I just think that maybe you should sit this one out, buddy.
How many platinum and gold?
One platinum's 10 gold.
Only 10? What's even the point of having that low of a conversion?
Do,
I don't know.
You know,
look it up again.
So that skin that you got, it would probably make a really good hat.
I
asked you about
it.
Listen,
we're just adding some.
I don't
things.
Have any money.
Like, no, here, here. I'll
you give
you some money. How about I give you some money?
I need 2,000 gold.
Listen,
well, no. Maybe if you make you could make a little Shivers hat. Remember how that thing we fought. I think you called it a trick.
Kenny, I know how to get through this guy. Listen, we don't want you to talk when we're talking to Jakar.
Okay.
If you have any questions, filter them, send them to us, and we'll filter them through.
So just
none of that madness shit, that language you were using before. Talk to us normally.
But I'm the one that can speak it.
We know.
So you just want me to dance if I have a question?
No, we want you to, in all honesty,
yeah,
we should
do interpretive dance.
Maybe best wash outside, or have Shivers at least outside. He can dance for money. I'll set a hat down. It'll be fine.
Shivers is sleeping at the end.
All right. That's weird enough for you not to have him with you.
He's hurt. He needs to get hit points.
Well, you know what? If you behave yourself, I will heal him.
Oh, yeah?
He can get a big grin.
Promise?
Yes. All right. This is very important.
Okay, then I do my special Shivers whistle so he'll come back.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do!
Shivers!
You're dealing with this, right?
I've met this guy for a long time.
So I'll just sit in
the corner.
With a smile on your face.
Super excited. I can't wait for Shivers to be doing it. And while
in this book,
when Shivers comes up, I take that skin and try to fashion a hat.
You don't have that skin anymore.
I didn't give it to him.
Oh, that's right. You didn't want to pay for it.
Well, he said he couldn't do anything with it.
Well, I thought I said yeah. Well, he said you wanted to make a belt or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is making a belt. You're right.
Like a foreskin, maybe.
Yeah. Foreskin, though.
Yeah. Alright.
It was only one skin.
Alright, so the door, you knock on the door, he lets you guys in. He's like, what are you guys doing here? It's a little late.
He doesn't have his mask on?
He does have his mask on.
Okay. There you go.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Is Biondo there, his friend from another
Jewels!
Yeah, come in here and say it, Jewel!
I have so many more annoying voices lined up. Nice.
Well,
we brought that book.
Yeah, we brought the book.
Oh, the book. Okay. Go ahead and come in. He kind of locks the door behind you guys. Follow me, guys.
Why don't we just stay here next to the door?
Can I at least attempt...
I need this magic item down here, and it's not
can
really
I at least attempt
a movable one.
How? What do you mean by not movable?
It doesn't move. It's too heavy.
For how many people?
Sense motive?
Yeah. I'd like to also attempt the same thing. Yeah, all time.
Good
roll. You sense he's telling the truth.
Okay,
I was going to say, because I rolled 27.
24.
It's possible that this guy isn't lying, but...
Alright.
Alright, so he leads...
Alright, we're going to go with him.
He leads you to another area.
I'm
watching the back.
I nod. I nod at you guys. I'm like, I think
we'll leave him to guard the top.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's a staircase that goes down.
I like that idea.
Well, if Shivers gets attacked, he'll let us know right away. Because he'll be like,
and where? Who's all following him, or who's?
I'll
who's paranoid.
I'll follow. No, I feel pretty comfortable now that I've assessed the situation.
David,
what
are you doing? Just smiling in the back corner still?
I just go, I don't know what, because I'm waiting for them to tell me what to do, and I can't say anything, so.
Well.
Can you hear us hanging up?
Okay, I yelled the Apple God's name.
I'm gonna stay with Kenny. Or, not Kenny. I'm gonna
stay with myself.
I'm
gonna
stay
here,
with
Kenny.
David.
Stay here. Don't go crazy.
I'm gonna stay with David up top.
I am going down with him.
What's going on?
He's we're going downstairs with him because he has some sort of item. I made a pretty high check, and I feel pretty comfortable about it.
I'm going to play some music.
While he's gone, can I look through his books?
See if he has anything.
He doesn't really have any books. He has that book, though, and we got a lot of random potions all over the place.
Can I drink one until I know it?
Do you want
no.
Shield?
No. Yeah. No, he's going downstairs. No. But listen, I'm going to play some music so he can work on some more shiver
dances. Can
Shiver
dance?
Yep.
Dave gets really excited. Oh, damn. Well, Kenny doesn't do work.
It's not a song.
That's
right. Yeah, it's not a song.
Let me take a 10 on this.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so you guys go downstairs.
Literally.
I'm actually pretty enjoying this because his freaking bad is like pop walking and like break dancing. Like,
when you guys go downstairs, it kind of looks like in one of like the Elder Scroll game, one of the herbalist like areas you can have.
Alchemy places.
So there's like random and exotic herbs and stuff growing all over the place. And in the back, you see like a giant crystal. Both of you guys make spellcraft checks. Or knowledge, whichever higher knowledge or something.
So I'll go with 11 knowledge or 28 knowledge arcana.
Okay,
23 for me.
All right, you guys both immediately recognize he's got a rather large like seer crystal, which is like a translation / crystal ballish working item like for scrying and stuff.
Dude, does it seem similar to the one we found?
Oh no, it's not glowing violet.
Okay.
Actually,
I was gonna say,
actually, this one is a really pale blue.
Ooh, it's pretty.
He goes, and I know you guys have been curious about this, and since I'm gonna need you to trust me, I'm gonna have to show you something to earn your trust.
Stick. He's pulling out his stick.
You hear like a Velcro strap type thing.
And he wears little boy jeans.
And he pulls his mask off. And when he turns around, like this half of his head, it looks like a normal elf. But this entire side over here kind of looks kind of like, you seen the movie Darkman?
Yes.
He's like all burnt. It's like all burnt, but his eye is like solid blue. Similar to yours, is like solid violet.
I put my hand on his shoulder. I feel you, brother. Of course, I have to jump.
Then he says, unfiltered, he goes, no, this was forced upon me.
Oh, no, this is awesome.
You were eyes rolling.
I pointed my eyes, yeah, this is awesome. That sucks for you.
He said, the reason that I was so eager for you guys to go to the south is thanks to my elven long years of life, when the Naga were alive, they used me specifically for experimentations, and this was the result.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes. It did help. It did help me with
meanwhile, you're here in the
background. Yeah,
you're like,
what's
up? Really
you're
like,
I have a really traumatic life.
I use my staff. Keep it down.
He says, it was actually with Dragon and Krishal's help, they freed me, and then together we helped liberate the town. Well, actually, Krishal was the main, because she actually had some weapons that would hurt the Naga the most, which everybody automatically knows those are cold iron weapons.
Wait, are we Naga?
Plot twist.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're not down there, you don't know that. Yeah.
That's true.
Not a plea.
We're having a good time, yes.
People coming in from the street, like, hey, what's going on? Yeah.
And then he says, bring the book over here and let's place it under here and we'll be able to translate it for everybody.
You know, you like hand him or set the book over there?
Yes.
So I did determine that this book would just full of Wingdings, the font, right?
No, it's Aklo.
Yeah, Wingdings.
Yeah, pretty much. And the food's done, so that's probably a good spot to.
Perfect.
Break.
Super. Turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to try my black.
The D&D brand at some point. If this new edition doesn't do well, I think it would.
I don't know if the editions aren't doing well, but they're selling those like board game things like hot.
Pretty
young,
are they?
And the fact they have the Dungeons and Dragons name,
yeah,
in the first place, I think is enough to keep them floating for a while. Because, like, I still see a lot of topics about the next edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
And,
you know,
well, yeah.
There's
areas
really
where 4th edition
it.
Is huge.
Yeah. I started with 4th edition. I never played 3.5. I liked it, but there was a lot in there that I didn't like,
exactly.
Having not even played 3.5 or anything.
Because, like I said, I got, like, 20-some 4th edition books, or 14 to 20 4th edition books.
I think what happened is they have the same thing that happened in Nerd Poker, that they got sick of it, and they switched back.
They switched all the way back to 2nd edition. I don't know if that was a good decision. But.
I have a question. Was there a role-playing game like this that existed for D&D, or was it the first
one? No, D was pretty...
Was there anything similar? Chainmail.
Was a war game that they made.
Yeah.
Armisen and Wizard Whack. Then they added more of a role-playing element with D&D.
Yeah.
So then they had...
what the heroes in your war game were doing, like, in between wars or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that was pretty much their second. That was when D&D started.
Like it's a winter weather warning.
I don't know who would be the second game to come out after D&D. I mean, there's other big role playing things.
John, the guy we play Cthulhu with, keeps saying Cthulhu has been around since D&D.
It was Warhammer. Well, I think it kind of opened the door up for like any type of role playing game because now you can role play any situation. Like Mouse Guard, you could be a fucking mouse. That's
like. Thing. My Little Badger. That's a role-playing game.
Is it really? Can we start playing that?
Like, it would know.
I have Mouse Guard. I've never played it, though.
I know, we're going to try to play it.
One of the guys I play with in Society, he's making overlays for spells.
Oh.
So basically, like, you hold it up and see, like, the radius of Fireball Web, your cone spells and stuff. I'll probably have them. Next week, but I forget to show them to you guys if any of you are interested.
What?
Some of the guys I work with, or I play with Pathfinder with at Games Plus One, they basically took like clear plastic sheets, grids and designs on it, like the fireball spell, so I can hold it up and be like, I want a fireball here, or like hold it up.
That's kind of
like,
cool. Yeah, I've seen those before.
Well, the problem was, is like Wizard has the rights to. Or like were the only ones that were making them, and they stopped making them. Like Azio, I don't think can make them. So they said to hell with it, they're just going to make them.
I like that stuff. But anyway, let's continue on with the adventure.
Right.
Run up to the.
Are you recording?
Pop and lock in Badger.
DJ dancing. Yeah, you guys. Are you guys still dancing?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. I'm playing like, let's see if we can get him to like moonwalk.
Okay,
let's try to get. Okay, so.
Oh, your feet are, spider webbed again.
I saw a backlog book written down before I have
it. It'll take like a half hour to an hour for it to translate everything. And then it kind of like shows itself.
Wait, so did he moonwalk?
So for that, just roll the pairs and enjoy the show.
Yes, he did!
Yeah!
So like he stands up on two?
Yeah!
He does all four.
This is awesome. I'm clapping. I'm just going.
Let's see if we can get him to like hand spin.
Yeah, don't forget.
Did he break dance?
You clap off for them though.
All right,
he
break dances.
Yeah. All right, so who are you doing well now? So who? Because
it's important, Dustin.
Us two are down there. Them two are upstairs.
Right. And I'm like, guys, you gotta come up here and see this.
This is awesome.
It says all the same stuff that you saw before, and you were able to identify the spells.
I think we can
hint
you some amount of money we're getting from the Sin tenfold right now. We gotta bring this back.
Can you guys?
Sorry.
For a second. So the spells that were in it were Gate, Greater Teleport, Greater Planar Binding, Interplanetary Teleport, Lesser Planar Binding. planar binding, plane shift, teleport, teleport object, and teleportation circle.
Yeah, I wish I was a wizard right now.
So they're just importing planets?
You can... Dakar's kind of saying his thoughts on it. He says it looks like they're trying to... It's to obviously something to summon something and bind it to our plane. Let's see here. He says the ritual looks like it will summon something called a spawn of Yogg-Sothoth.
Oh, yeah.
It is, let's see. It says. Let's
see. Outside of Pathfinder, outside of this game.
What about inside?
Alright, at the end of it, it has like a warning. It says those that force open a portal to summon one of those draws forth the spiritual essence of the casters, and that any entity contacted by the portal can make hideous use of this essence by consuming it, growing more powerful in the bargain, such that only the end of such essence can challenge the intruder's right upon your world.
I never pay attention to warnings. I never pay attention to those FBI warnings seeing the movies.
They don't say, like,
child porn. It says the creature...
Yeah. Warning, child porn.
Ooh. I'm a little kept.
Only child porn can only be watched by children. All adults must leave.
Dakaro says it looks like opening such a portal binds the souls of the casters to the creature. If those creature kills any of those summoners, it gets more powerful.
So we should definitely not kill those guys.
If some other agent kills the conjurers, their spirits become out of reach of the creature. So basically, if the creature kills it, it gets stronger. If somebody else kills it, it won't be able to get stronger.
We need an evil character to go kill those guys for us.
Right, so what?
I'm kind of neutral.
What's happening now?
We'll get back to you later.
Yeah, you're dancing.
What are your guys saying right now?
My first thought, of course, you know.
Let's do the ritual!
I'm wondering if he reads far enough to see where they sign their names, the kind of response he gets to seeing his friend's name. For the guy
who
drank
potions
with.
Yeah.
He'll say that the creature you're fighting is
20.
Normally
I inspired his confidence enough that he did the
normally permanently what?
Yes! Invisible. This should only be the game. We try to get a badger to dance.
Alright, then he gets to the part where the guy's name, you know, Vasquel. Basquell, that was the guy that kept trading potions with me. That's kind of surprising. He didn't seem odd, except for the giant hump on his back. Just a guy with a half ripped off
demon
face.
That was always with him.
I guess I didn't think that much about it. He's kind of surprised to see Crow's name on there. He says Crow's in the asylum. The asylum used to be an academy, he says. And that's where the Naga did all their experiments. I spent a lot of time there.
It's because they send the crazy people.
No way will you get more crazy, by the way.
No, you'll be fine.
He's a sage. I know he's at the Church of Ordering on Elmway. He's kind of towards the south of sound.
Wait, he's a what? So yeah.
You're not here.
No, we're not here.
He's a sage who dwells in an abandoned church of Eridan.
That doesn't sound creepy.
Elmway. Eridan is like a dead god in Pathfinder.
I say from upstairs, how is it abandoned if he lives in it? It's not abandoned.
Eridan is.
We're not there.
Oh, okay.
We're having the best time of our lives right now.
We're going to be so excited when
you guys go upstairs more.
He says he's known as a historian, but. There is a rumor going out that he deals with poisons, but that's never been confirmed.
I'd say with his name being in the book, that's confirmed. That's confirmed for me, at least.
What's wrong with the old poison?
Marshawn, he says he doesn't know. He said he's seen a weird googly-eyed man following Krove every once in a while, but other than that...
Pervert.
Yeah.
Googly-eyed man.
Yep, and then Mir, he kind of...
Question mark?
So that Marshawn and that Baskerville guy, those guys are the two dead ones you found.
So we know the creature's at least... Two people's
children. He's level three right now.
He's level three. So Mir and Baskerville are the dead ones?
Yeah. Baskerville and Marshawn.
Oh, Marshawn. Okay.
So we're just going to assume that they're going to tell us everything that they learned down there in Zoe.
You know,
and Mir, he kind of tells you everything you already knew about him. Owner of the Vat. The
Mason guy?
The Vat House Mason guy, yep.
Delicious apple pie.
The Watch kind of think he is involved with necromancy, which really isn't illegal in town, but the labor union's pissed off because he's using zombies.
Oh, I was just going to say that as a joke. He's using zombies for work.
Yep.
Okay. I said we go to this abandoned church. I think
he's like...
You stay through the floorboards.
I think we're a church. Yeah, I'm listening.
And since you two are down there,
make a fortitude save.
Don't light me on fire. I've already had a fire enough. Oh, wait, no,
that's so, Tabit and Mentos. You get a permanent +4 to all knowledge checks dealing with conjuration magic and old gods.
Yes, I love old guys.
I thought
guys.
You were going to say old guys.
And old guys.
Cheers.
How old are the guys? I think he's about 52. That's not very old. It isn't.
Let me roll my +4 to all skill checks. And just,
yeah. +4 and bonus to all knowledge skill checks made pertaining conjuration magic or god or the gods and magic of the old cult.
And Kenny and Davey get a +2 to all breakdancing checks.
Shivers gets the new special move, Moonwalk.
Yeah! I forgot to write that one.
He looks like he's going forward, but he's really going backwards.
That's what they hear when you guys are... He's like reading off what you guys are thinking.
He's moving backwards, but he's walking forward! What?
I think the first spell... Yeah, the first
pencil?
Chance I get, I'm learning to spell silence and permanence.
I've got, like, ghostly performance. I don't even have to play an instrument to make music.
There's a, like, a spell, I don't remember what book it is, but it makes the target not be able to see, hear, or say anything. I don't remember what it is.
Helen Keller?
I think it's blindness, deafness.
No, it's, like, it's called something weird.
Helen Keller?
Yeah, it is. Right. It's called the David.
Drakkar, I thank you for your time.
You said, before you go, I have some things that might help you. And he there's like a little cabinet thing underneath the scry crystal thing. And he gives you guys...
Just us two.
Yep, just you two. You guys might like this.
Until Dave gets a hold of it.
Gives you 10 potions of cure moderate wounds.
Oh, wow.
5-5? 5-5, all right. Wink, wink.
5 potions of lesser restoration.
He doesn't give us underwater breathing. I'm going to use.
How many of lesser rest?
I have that spell scribed.
Okay.
So you should take all 5.
What does that spell do?
You shut up.
we're not here.
Remember when your other character kept getting a strength taken away?
I forgot to write that on my feet. So.
Oh.
What's that?
Remember when your other character kept getting a strength taken away?
This cures that.
Okay.
Oh.
It cures ability.
Could they cure my wisdom damage?
Nope.
No, that's permanent. You have to do like a wish though.
Okay, I wish.
Okay.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
You become a giant.
I become what?
A giant? You get a
We're
scroll of sea invisibility. A scroll
your
of
definitely up the sorcerer's alley there.
A scroll of invisibility purge. And a dose of dust of appearance.
I ask him what the dust of appearance does.
It makes invisible stuff appear.
So what does the invisibility purge do?
The same thing.
It's all the stuff to throw.
It's
out.
Thorough. Right? Like,
and them. Make them visible.
He didn't give us an underwater breathing.
Bento, would you like the blood scrolls? I'll take the dust.
Yeah, I'll take the scrolls.
So it's like a final word. He's like, keep putting his hat, his mask back, head contraption back on. He's like,
don't tell anyone.
Normally,
he's like, bang.
You should try to get rid of these guys any way possible. Not to sound harsh, but I think you guys should just end their lives. Because if they summon this, they doesn't mean I'm not going to do it again. If they survive somehow. If not this town, some other town in the area. So I would suggest
Freedom Forge
focusing on them when you guys get the chance to do that.
Okay.
And then you hear him strap his head back on.
I ask, what is weapon familiarity?
We're not.
He's talking to you.
He's talking to Shivers.
What's weapon familiarity, Shivers? I have to write it down. I don't know what it means.
Shivers is dancing.
Shivers just dances.
He's interpreting. While dancing, he hands you a book.
Oh, it's a name, buddy. Ooh, Aklo.
Yeah, Ryan, would you like to start role-playing Shivers?
I leave the room.
It'd be like that Wilford show.
He keeps role-playing him as wanting to get his armor lit all the time. Light my armor!
Right. No!
Okay, so...
Where are feet?
You guys done?
Yeah, they're done.
So you guys come up, and I'm just, like, playing, and, like, I see you guys come up, and I stop playing for a second. And then I'm like, hi, yeah, that's awesome! But, like, I shake Shivers, like, I'm so excited, like, I don't know what you guys did down there, but I just had one of the best days.
I'm debating giving Lance an experience bonus just because he did all that just to distract David from going down there and screwing up talking.
And keeping Jakar from just killing all of us.
It was my pleasure. Money. You don't know how awesome this badger is.
Yeah.
I don't, actually.
Now you're just obsessed with Shivers as I am. What am I going to have working for?
He can do a backflip. This badger did a backflip.
Yeah, he's like
common.
The legendary Oila.
Yeah, it's very common.
All right, as you guys are coming up and the music stops, you hear a loud explosion outside.
Oh, crap.
I was going to say, Mentos here, not in the room.
Mentos?
I'm reading.
It's not me this time.
Wait.
All right, let's go.
Weapon familiarity.
Do we see? Do I see any, like, smoke?
Oh, does that just mean you can use all the weapons?
Yep, it's... It's in the northern part of town, and kind
right,
of
right
like
outside.
Three houses away from where the end is.
Oh, no.
All right, I run as fast as my stubby leg will take
me. He starts running, and I run past him.
Yeah, it does.
Quickly, let's just grab the torch and run.
Let's everybody else do it.
I'm not wearing heavy armor. Pick me up.
I'm looking up what weapon familiarity is.
He's sitting on the ground.
Doesn't matter,
right? He's cross-legged.
Weapon familiarity means you're... You know how to use that weapon.
Yeah, it means it will cut yourself using that sword.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Okay, so what happened?
We're investigating the explosion.
Explosion. We got done playing music. We high-fived. I fed him Shivers.
We high-fived. Yeah.
And then I was very, very excited, weirdly, for them, probably. Like, I didn't expect me to enjoy myself as much as I did on this one.
I say, Jakar, did you...
I didn't even...
Hey, I haven't abandoned this guy yet. So
I'll buy those potions from Jakar before he leaves. Well, I'll be like, hey, Jakar, can
then
we get those potions?
Then we hear explosion. We hear explosion. He's running. I'm running
yeah,
after.
Because I just gave you a bunch of potions.
You did?
Nope.
No, those underwater breathing ones.
You're the one. You guys are holding back apparently because both me and
there was an explosion.
Those
hold on a sec. Potions.
He says they're not done yet.
Oh, okay. Explosion, and then me and Shivers go run.
That or age or maturity spell.
I
are those,
can
all
we,
those
can
spells
like
are way
more. Can we get like a ghost to attack him? Do ghosts like age people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think
gets,
you get any
but you get, yeah.
of aging, though.
You get, like, maturity. I don't think that
it's just going to be a really immature one.
How long have we been in the game so far? Would I be 16 by now?
No, I haven't been.
I thought you were 17.
15.
Jesus Christ. I'm glad
can you cast
I'm glad you're not after, like, a love interest.
I am. I'm looking for a mermaid bride.
That's right. You're locked.
So,
for sure, Mordor's landlocked.
So those spells are probably way too difficult for anyone.
Yeah, they're not wizards.
Gosh,
do you have to be a wizard to...
Sorcerer could get them too.
I think a sorcerer could cast them, but it'll be really hard. Yeah, it'd be more like using a muse magic device, and you're basically going to be imitating the level you need to be. So it'll be really hard. I mean, if
do you still have the book?
I'll look it up.
All right.
Do you still have the book, or did your car take it?
Yeah, that is a good question.
If you guys want the book, you can take it.
Yeah, I'll take the book back.
Ask him how much
that way no one comes after him.
Did he, like, magically make it so everyone can read it, or what?
Everyone, what it was like, kind of like, the crystal was shining down and, like, reading, like,
oh.
A book reader, and it was reflecting it up in the crystal, so you could read it. And
well,
then you could scroll up and down
well,
and scroll
we
back.
Should keep it, that way we have record of these guys trying to summon this thing, so when we kill them, it doesn't look like we're just committing
crime. I don't think anybody would give a shit anyway in this town.
Yeah, but we still have, you know...
We're the shadow government.
I think we need to go to the asylum. That's
do
what
I care?
Part.
No. Is everyone else going to care in the town? Yeah. I don't.
Who?
All right. This is where. This is the house that just got hit.
With what?
In. It's right here.
Okay, so
and
we're the ones that
are
up there.
Yeah.
You guys are behind us. You're going to be like probably a couple rounds or so.
Once the house comes in the site, I want to do a perception check.
So I'll probably be the first
already,
one there,
there's
right?
Already, there's only like a couple of the guards here.
Those are Dark Knights?
Dark Knights.
Six.
But you see that there's other Dark Knights like patrolling everything.
Six.
They're like, they're on high alert for...
whatever yours is.
Like Wolverines or Tigers.
Yeah, exactly.
Because what happens last
dwarf,
time.
I travel
okay.
Domain, so
I'll
I
do a...
Move as fast
can I do
a
perception check for more, Matt?
You can.
I'm strangely keeping up with me.
Yeah.
How are you keeping up with
no,
me?
No, I can actually... There's a spike cast that's two reaction actually. I can go faster.
Shivers!
There's a big building that did blow up in front of
I can go like eight spaces if I want.
Hey, Shivers, come here! Alright, what's everybody else doing?
So we appeared there, correct?
Yep.
And
yeah, we cast teleport.
So we're there. I don't know about them. They kind of waited a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to immediately do a perception check.
Yeah. Same deal.
23 perception. Is any...
20.
Does the damage look like that fiery explosion or like from where that house we went into earlier? Like that kind of damage coming out of it?
Yep, that's exactly what it looks like.
Alright, so what do we got now? We got...
So what it looks like is like similar to how Mentos was just asking. It looks similar to the damage to that first house you went into. So it looks like it was kind of collapsed, bursted in on itself type thing.
Okay.
And who are these people out front of it? I'm sorry.
Chris Shaw, Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And then there's, I think I was telling David this, I don't know if you guys heard, but there are Dark Knights making patrols all over the place looking for... If Tigers or Wolverines are going to try to take advantage again like they did last time.
So,
let's go talk to Shaw.
Do you guys think this is the same thing? I mean, this has to be.
Let's go to the asylum.
It has to be this, like, invisible monster.
Bad guy. Well, let's go check this out real quick.
Okay.
What's up, Shaw?
So, it looks like another one. Same as before.
All right, let's go in, guys.
Is there a weird, creepy crypt down in the ground again?
As far as I know, this was an abandoned house. No one had lived in it yet. It was just getting renovated. Actually, the last person I saw in there was Mr. Marchand of the VAT company.
Was this an abandoned church?
No, it wasn't.
Huh.
Yeah, Marchand.
There was an abandoned house this close to her. Yeah, we should have took that over. we would have to sleep that in our rooms. Anyway, let's go check it out.
Sleep in an abandoned house at the end.
We got an inn. Sleeping house.
Well, I mean,
it's another theme room.
I'm going to surf on Shivers in the.
All right, we're going inside.
So I'm not going to draw this house. It's only like a 10x10 house. It's not very big.
Oh.
It does have two floors. Of course, the top floor is completely destroyed.
No one's in there?
No, nobody in here.
Anything?
Search. Go ahead and do some searches.
20.
17.
Jesus Christ, you gotta get in good
range. I got two 20s in a row.
20. What do you have at that?
Your perception.
Well, I'm sure the 20 will.
Perception.
Okay, well then that'll be a 22.
I should be able to find, like, monies
that's fallen into the couch cushions.
Oh,
jeez. What you find, everyone will find, is just there's like masonry tools left around, like they were still finishing off, like finishing kind of like drywall stuff.
Dwarf, let me know.
So, see the body?
It's not stone.
There's no bodies.
Masonry?
There's nobody in there. You don't see any bodies.
It's very shoddy work.
Tools, actually, Kenny will notice, look rather well made. So you consider those probably masterwork.
Oh, well, let's keep those. Maybe you can trade those to Tan for your...
So like a masterwork, like a dowel or something type thing. That's the type of stuff they would use, I guess. Spade or whatever that thing is.
All right, we'll take those back to the end.
I asked Crishol how much of the house.
Well, so you know there's nothing there now.
Mm-hmm. How much?
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to ask people that sell houses, which is not me.
It's an abandoned house. Who owns it? Does anyone own it?
So it was just the top floor that's been destroyed?
Is there a basement?
Top floor is destroyed. No basement. And
no blood? We didn't find anything?
Nobody
no
is there.
No sign of struggle? Nope. Why did you guys come here?
Because a house just blew up.
Oh. Well,
let's go to the asylum, I say to everybody.
Let's all go to the lobby.
So we have no way, outside of using the item that we just got, we have no way, and I'm saying this, we have no way of detecting if there's any, like, that that thing is here.
Pretty much.
Well, you can use that invisibility thing.
You don't know we have that.
That's true.
I said, hey, what is
that? Saying to him.
All right, let's go back and regather at the end and figure out what we're going to do next.
Because I'd rather save it knowing that we have it quartered, or at least nearby.
Hey, Crishol, we're going back to the inn. Just wanted to let you know. Bye.
Maybe we should buy some houses, though. I do agree with that.
I think we should take over this town. We should become, like...
Moguls?
Wait, yeah. Okay. If the last person
we
saw go in there was Marshawn...
As we clear out the south part of town, we
just take
go
over.
Guess
that just put in, like, high-end developments.
This monster is looking for the rest of the guys that summoned it.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody has control of it, he's killing off everybody helped him summon it, like Highlander.
Yeah.
So we need to...
Shouldn't we kill the thing before
so
we kill these people?
We didn't find a body in there at all?
No.
Didn't, okay, so wait. Tell me what you... We need to...
How long did Crishol see Marshawn go
in? Crishol will say Marshawn was in there earlier today. I think you guys were conked out.
Yeah, we had...
Because it was unseasonably quiet coming from the inn.
All right.
But
what did you guys,
as far as I know, he went back to his bat house because I think he lived there.
Well,
I think we should camp out.
Okay, guys, what did you learn?
Why don't we go talk to him? Why are we camping out?
Well, technically we should kill him.
Yeah.
What? So what did
they
say? Because
then we know the month, whatever we're after, we'll go to him. Because I'm thinking that this thing is going to go try to kill what summoned it.
Basically, what they summon, they don't have control of because it's apparently killing them.
Yeah, to gain power.
As it kills them,
It
grows in power. But if we kill them, it cannot grow in power.
Oh. Okay, so we need to go off these people.
So, well, at the very least, we know where it's going to go next.
All
right. Well, but you don't know because there's several people. It might have been after him, but doesn't mean that it's going to stay on his trail until it gets him. I say we split up. Everybody take a person.
Yeah, do that.
I'll take Crow.
Captain's from that murder spree.
Yeah, murder club. Let's go.
Murder club.
If we can get the rest of the employees from the inn to go with you, I'd be fine with that. But otherwise, I think we should stick together.
Yeah. We don't know how strong this thing is by itself. We might
just the spells that Drakkar read off to us.
Although...
I was like, what? What? Wait, what are actually
I don't know. I wasn't down there.
Although, I mean...
As I know, that's what I'm saying.
If one of us dies, the other ones will be able to kill all the other people off.
What if we bring sandwiches?
So you think it's attracted to sandwiches?
I think so.
Indeed.
House, sandwich, both has an H.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't argue with that logic.
How about you go check on the end, and the adults will discuss this.
Whoa!
I'm 15.
Also, take your dog with you.
My what? I don't have a dog.
Hey, you need Shivers out of this.
Uh-oh. I want to see Kenny and
Shivers
David have another
animal
off.
You've not seen this Shivers dance. So this is going to make us some money. You don't even understand how good this badger is.
You don't understand that this badger has been the longest thing he's been able to keep alive.
Wait, it's the only thing I've had.
That's true.
So, yes, you're right, but it's also the only animal I've had.
It's also the only thing that hasn't tried to kill us yet.
That's well. You're already talking to the computer.
Neither did
the
original
Shivers.
He just disappeared. What about Shivers 2?
I don't talk about Shivers 2.
This
guy has had a badger fascination.
No, I thought Slivers since I've met him.
No, Slivers is the snake that Cameron
and it's done nothing for us harm.
I don't know.
Shivers
2
never tried to kill us. He just didn't really care about us.
That's true. I think we just need to make decisions.
All right, let's go kill some people. All right,
tell you what. I'll assign a number to each one. 1 through 3, somebody pick a number. We'll go after that one.
I don't think we can go by ourselves. I'd like to.
We'll all go together, but...
Oh, who we're going to go after?
Yeah, I'll write a number down by each
one. Who's the closest one to where we're at?
We got Mir, Crow, Hive.
Crow and the sign would be the farthest. That's like almost on the outskirts of town, kind of on the border of where
let's
it goes.
Let's just go
in
order of closest to us.
Because we don't know. I don't
closest,
think this thing can teleport necessarily.
Closest will be Marshawn, but the other one.
I thought Marshawn was a dead.
No, what's. Oh, you're right. It's Mir.
Okay.
Mir.
Alright, well, we're going to go in the order.
Hyvie would be the other closest one. Hyvie.
Far away, yeah.
Hyvie and Mir are kind of close. I mean, like, Mir would be. Like 4 or 5 blocks, kind of towards tiger territory, with Mir same, but in Wolverine territory.
Alright, which one?
I think we should. Okay, if they're that close, we're like 4 or 5 blocks. I think that.
We could take them both out in one night.
It's a murder tour, let's go.
Well, I think we could split up then. And if we have to, we can kill the guys, but. 4 or 5 blocks, I think we could run that.
That's a horrible idea.
Why?
Let's say.
I'm hesitant to leave 2 of the lone when we could just pick off the ones that we're not watching.
We don't know their fighting capabilities,
but we
know the thing that we're also after could easily destroy and mangle a person. So, yeah, maybe the two of you can kill
that man. But we're not mere people.
Yeah, but even
but
you...
You could take Crow or Ryze with you. Like when we split up, we could.
No problems killing off Crow.
Yeah. What I'm saying is.
Good thing he's reading a book right now.
You may be more than just a simple human or dwarf.
Right.
But.
Right.
If you bump into somebody who has the magical capabilities to summon this, and if in the middle of that fight, this creature shows up.
Yeah.
I don't believe 2 of you.
Yeah.
A couple.
Yeah, we better go. We better stick together.
But the creature.
You leave Wendy out of this.
The creature doesn't want to attack us. It's after those people.
Yep. Let's go. And
yeah, but it murdered everything on its way to those people.
Yeah.
Well, then why would all of us be together, or just 2 of us, stop it?
Well, we're gonna have to kill it at some point, regardless of how powerful it is. We have to try.
Can we just like handle animal on it and make it?
Not everything's an animal.
Yeah, like the worms from Dune.
Come to Borgburg, the world's sickest town of bartenders.
Be horrified by all of them.
Yeah.
Look at our Dune worm. We caught it.
Let's just go to murder tour.
Do not stare at its eyes. It will cause you to go
all
mad.
Us together. Let's do this. We don't have much time to waste.
We should come to a consensus. All right,
let's flip heads. Mir tells no. Or
so, well,
Mir and
until what do you think is the best course of action?
You got to play this before.
The 4 of us, we pick one and go. All
right, ready?
Okay. No, I'm not against that. Well, I think.
What's this one?
I know. I said I got to show you what a grick looks like. That's what a grick looks like.
It's good work. No, that's not what I picked at all.
That was
the thing that was underwater.
Yeah, I kind of altered it a little bit and gave it eyes, but normally it doesn't have.
I thought there was like several things with
okay.
it too.
So he's not a Grick, so what you're saying?
He's at the 4 tentacles.
He's a differently involved Grick.
Where's its beak?
Heidi!
Look in between the tentacles. That's gross. I think I have a mini for one, but it's.
Alright, let's do this.
So we're going to Hive?
Yeah, we're going to go.
I feel like you took that gold piece from me. You should give it back.
All right, this bottle cap? Okay.
What are you going to see? Now?
You can have it, buddy. Going to Heidi.
I say thanks, then I drop it.
We need to get some food.
We want to go get a helpful smiley right
off. Yeah. Kill Heidi. Kill Heidi.
Oh, wait, you never healed Shivers. I was quiet the whole time.
That's true. All right, come here.
Don't heal Shivers, I got it.
Somebody heal him.
How much is he hurt?
7.
Did he get any hit points from Rustin?
He did.
Oh. He says that
really hurt.
I thought it was full points. Of kind of
7 hairs are missing from his head.
Actually, a lot of hairs are probably missing from his head.
That's true.
Or 4.
I thought Eric said that you got full HP.
Oh, that's right.
So when does the penis storyline show up and they attack David?
Sarah McLaughlin and some.
As soon as they start listening to this podcast.
I have nothing but.
I give a Shivers a little pat too. He's got him convert me over now that he. Damn,
right?
Shivers
is the best.
Yeah.
And the whole way over, I'm just talking about, like, man, guys, my slippers are activated again. I'm so excited. I'm going to run on some walls. I'm going to have to just wait. So what do you guys think we could do to get some more business in our end?
Well, someone who's not a child in charge of it, to make some real decisions.
You know, that's up there.
All right, I'll stop asking the baby for advice, but he's
Well, I think getting rid of the enemies the town has is a step in the right direction.
Now, there are people coming in town.
Maybe ridding the entire world so people feel safe to travel, get some tourism going.
Maybe we should go back to that place we started from. Remember, Tabit, before
Freedom
we met
Forge.
All these people? Yeah.
Oh, no, trust me, there's a lot of things I'd like to do differently.
Alright, this is the
street.
There's a lot of
right
things
I think
to do differently.
To be fair, if people's houses keep getting destroyed, they're going to be places to stay in the
Oh, we should have left the coupon!
It was abandoned!
That's true.
So the people that want to buy the abandoned plot,
yeah, what's that?
It.
What's that drug? Yeah, it's just
blight?
People in there. Yeah, blight. They're just blight users that are hanging out in there.
Ben Badger, can you use this guy?
Maybe we should start just selling drugs.
Well, you
know,
look
kind of
good.
Okay,
all right,
so
you guys are staying outside of an old church. Everybody give me a quick rundown, like a knowledge local or something. I'll give you a quick rundown of what it is.
Bard, I don't have local.
Oh, fuck. I'm not from here.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Best argument for a knowledge local. I don't live here.
I thought we were
in the other bird. I don't have knowledge local, but could I do, since I've been in the town long enough?
That's true.
Yeah.
We've been here long enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be a straight wisdom check.
And then here goes Shivers with his.
Yeah, I've been here like 3
wisdom
checks.
It's a 14 for me.
So what'd you get?
14.
This is just general shit about churches.
Tabit.
I still do.
Did you do knowledge?
I'm a musician.
Okay,
I don't go to church.
This
Tabit,
isn't a song.
Tabit will know that this will have been heard when he was kind of looking around town for like a church or something. This is one of the ones he went to. Like you guys have been hearing, Ivy had kind of set up shop as a historian. Guy in this place.
I'll be selling food in there.
But before that, this place has been multiple different things. It's been like a bar. It's been a brothel. It's been a church.
Hey, new bin.
But but now it's converted to
brothel
historian business. And as far as everybody knows, that's all it's been doing.
Okay, I whisper tips on it in once we clear this place out. Kenny's got the right idea. Bed and brothel.
We have pressing matters.
Okay, do you had to make an invisible potion?
Make an invisible potion?
I thought you had one that like would turn you invisible.
No, it does the opposite.
What if I'm invisible? Then I think it will make me invisible.
We did.
Are you sure?
We did receive a scroll of invisibility.
That's what I thought.
But you will not be the one that's used.
All right, that's a good idea. I was going to crawl. I was going to walk on the ceiling and be invisible. It's
for
10 awesome.
Minutes.
Yeah, and not even try to kill the guy. You just walk on the ceiling for 10 minutes.
All right, what are you guys gonna do?
Let's go inside.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.